I want to be very clear. I ran every conservative circle that you can think of. You name a conservative influencer, I have been at that dinner party. I have been in that conversation. I have been on that network, you know, whether it is as a guest. Nobody had an issue with you, okay, despite your case going on, until you hopped on to Piers Morgan on October 9th and said that you were pro-Palestine and called it a genocide. I watched overnight, they went from, okay, he's fine, you can talk to Andrew Tate, everyone wanted to like know Andrew Tate, figure out his platform, to a complete 180 and trying to say, well, it's not Christian, it's not this, he's a bad guy. And suddenly everybody wanted to look into Andrew Tate. That I watched that happen live, okay? So any person who would like to debate me on that, who is a neocon, who is pretending that they've held these perspectives about Andrew Tate forever since the investigations began, please, I invite you to have that conversation with me, because you're all lying, okay? Let's not dress this up as something that it isn't. This is about Andrew Tate saying something that you don't want him to say because he's too influential. If he took a Likud party position and he said, kill every last Palestinian, he would be governor of Florida.
You know, it's very interesting because I felt it myself. When I had these accusations, everybody understood, well, they've done this to Donald Trump and they did it in New York and this is happening in Romania and it's all very old and the judicial system there can't be trusted and they haven't even managed to have an election because it's so corrupt and this doesn't really make sense. And why did they attack him when he got big online? Everyone was on my side until that exact day. And after that day, they all instantly turned on me. The second I said we shouldn't be blowing children to pieces, the second I criticized Israel, that was the day where I lost all of the support from the conservative side.
And was that not me as well? Have we not seen this trend happening over and over and over again? Candace Owens was totally fine. She was never considered anti-Semitic and Adolf Hitler. All of a sudden, she speaks up about a human right violation and says, too many Palestinian children are dying. And what happened to me overnight? They gave me anti-Semite of the year. Every friend, oh my God, something's happened. This is happening too much. It's too obvious at this point. It's too obvious. It's not even casual. You assassinate, you go after, and you attack people. And the reason that I believe they're doing this to you is because they're losing. Okay. The neocon influence is waning. Everybody can see that. They can see that in the numbers. Organizations that were big and used to have influence don't anymore. These people that purport to love the battle of ideas. Oh, it's about let the best idea win. They're the ones that call for censorship. They were the ones that were telling YouTube to censor my new platform. Get rid of Candace, demonetize her, do all these things. I've lived it, Andrew. And that is why I'm very aware of what's happening to you.